What would it mean to you to create a life you love? My mission through Quiet the Hive is to ensure that the women I work with get to the end of days thinking, holy cow, what a ride, rather than if only I'd been brave enough to, or I wish I'd had the strength to. And so that's what we take further here on From Inside the Hive podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. Every other week, you'll hear my own musings, things that I hope will inspire, challenge you, give you things to try out and things to channel. And those alternate weeks, I have an amazing guest who's going to share with you the story of their brave choice or something that can inspire you, along with hints and tips for how you can think about creating a life you love. If you want more of this outside of the podcast, then why not sign up for The Compass, my four-week self-guided online course helping you reconnect with you. Head to quietthehive.thinkific.com. Or perhaps you'd like to take it further and get some one-to-one coaching with me, an award-winning mindset coach. I'd be delighted to spend time helping you create a life you love. Okay, on with the show. Well, hello there. Welcome back to From Inside the Hive. This, can you believe it, is the first episode of Series 11. Oh my goodness. I have got some fabulous guests lined up for you in this series. And of course, every other week we will have an episode where I share my own musings and ramblings and thoughts, as I hope something that will inspire you to try something different or channel something, test something out. Something has changed since we were last together. You can now reach me over on Substack. So if you go to quietthehive, all one word, .substack.com, you will find me there and you can subscribe to my free musings, thoughts, samplings, whatever you like to call them. It's a longer form way of writing and something I've wanted to try for a while. It allows me to be a bit more personal on my reflections, and every week I will be publishing something on a Sunday evening so that I hope you start the new week feeling inspired. Each of those articles will have something I've decided to call a bit of a spoonful of honey, or the honey, which is something that is inspired by what I've been writing about that you can try out. So it might be a journaling question, it might be a bit of a challenge, it might just be something for you to reflect on, it might be a tool or a tip of some sort. But I hope that by sharing my fails, my mess ups, as well as my wins and joys, I hope that it will remind you that you're not alone in sometimes feeling like you are winging it, or doing battle with your inner critic, or struggling with just making sure that your life is one that you love. So I would really love to see you over on Substack. I will put the link in the show notes and you can head straight over and join me there. Now, you know that I record these one-offs. I try not to edit them. So you will forgive me if I pause a moment because I've just had a low battery signal. So I need to plug this in. And then I'm going to come right back and tell you about where I'm recording this. Okay, seamless, right? So I promised that I would tell you where I'm recording this. It is very, very cold at the moment. The day started off as -6 where I am, near Guildford. And so my lovely little office at the bottom of the garden is a bit too chilly, even for even with the heater that my beloved donated to me and my fingerless mittens that my mother knitted for me many years ago and my hot water bottle. So I am cozied up in my dining room at the moment, but I am talking to you from under a blanket. Yes, that is right. My makeshift studio sees me under a faux fur blanket, not just for the warmth, but for the better listening experience, I hope. So there we go. Hopefully you can picture that as my head begins to create static electricity. It's all good. It's all interesting. Anyway, moving on. I mentioned about being over on Substack, and you will find that there are some articles there already. And the one dropping this Sunday, if you're listening to this podcast as it goes out on a Friday, is all about how we can choose our own narratives and why sometimes we let other people choose our narratives for us. I was particularly speaking here about bossiness, really. Something that a lot of girls, I think, get told that they are. If they are extroverted or outspoken, driven in some way, are sure about themselves. And it's certainly a title that I got lumbered with when I was a young girl. And what it has meant is that I have become hyper aware of trying not to be bossy, or being aware that when I give instruction, people will think I'm being bossy. And so this reflection on Substack talks about how I was able to think about that differently recently, during a period of time where my beloved was admitted to hospital. We had an interesting start to our new year. But I wondered what narratives you end up holding on to, the titles that you've been given, or the things that we are told we are no good at as children that we cling to. There's some reflection over on the Substack article all about this. And I wondered if there are particular narratives that you have held on to which just don't serve you. Let me give you an example. Being told that you can't draw. Being told that you will never be a public speaker, being told that you're too clumsy for sports, whatever it might be, it's up to us to recraft our narratives. And it would be interesting to take a minute to think about what are the narratives you hang on to and actually what you could replace them with. It's likely that the opposite is just as true as the truth that you've been holding on to. So my mum, bless her, was told us that she was the only person in the school that she was in that wasn't allowed to be in the choir. She was made to play the triangle because my mum, for all her positive attributes, was not comfortable with holding a tune, shall we say. But what I love about my mum is that did not stop her from fully belting out songs. And she enjoyed music and didn't let that get in the way. She knew that perhaps she would never be a pop star, but she loved singing. And so she did it, not often in public, but it didn't stop her. So I'm wondering what your narratives are, and actually whether it's up to us to change them, change what those are and what they look like. If you want some help in doing that, then I'm so pleased to let you know that my flagship program, Awakening Women's Lives, is about to start its seventh cohort at, in the beginning of March. So it's March the 8th, 2024. And if you sign up for a space before the end of January, that's by midnight on the 31st of January, 2024, then I would love to give you 3 early bird gifts. One of those is 2 free hour-long one-to-one coaching sessions with me, an award-winning coach, and I would be delighted to throw that into your package. We also always have a kick-ass welcome box, and I would like to put another little present in there for you. And finally, I know that a lot of people want to work with me and want to do it in a way that feels comfortable and accessible to them. So I will be creating the opportunity to pay for this program in a 6-part installment with no additional fees. So normally, because it is time consuming and takes extra processes to do split payments, I do charge an admin fee, but I am completely waiving that if you sign up before the 31st of January and allowing you to pay across 6 rather than the 4 usual installments. So who is it for? It's for anyone who is beginning to wake up to the fact that they've put everyone else first for so long that they've actually forgotten what their own hopes and dreams are. It's for women who know that they want something to change, that something has to shift, but they're just not sure what. It's for anyone who wishes they could be a little bit braver or just needs some support to think about what they want their one precious and wild life to look like. Awakening Women's Lives is award nominated for a reason, and it is consistently described as life-changing by its alumni. It's a six-month program. We meet for live sessions that last about 3 hours. And in each of those sessions, I introduce you to a tool, and we have plenty of time as a small group to talk through them together. Not only do you have the live sessions, but also in between those sessions, you get home missions and mid-month motivators, which are designed to keep you energized, interested, engaged, and moving forward between sessions. At the end of the program, you will find that there are things that are very different for you. People have reported a huge shift in their confidence, in their resilience, in their understanding of what they want from their lives, and also the ability to put that into action. We have had people who have gone ahead and written books, started new businesses, left stagnant jobs and stagnant relationships, and even one marriage proposal, which I am very proud of. We have had all sorts of life changes and transformations during this program. So if you are someone who feels that they want to make 2024 the year of you, and you just need a bit of help to look at what that looks like and how you're going to get there, then Awakening Women's Lives is the place for you. I will put the link in the show notes so that you can grab everything you need to explore that further. You can hop on a call with me if it helps to discuss whether this is really the right place for you. And, you know, I want people on there who really it is going to be impactful for. These are small, limited cohorts, so I can work with you closely on a one-to-one basis. So, I need to make sure that the program is right for you and you are right for the program too. So absolutely, let's hop on a call and discuss that further. If you know you want in and you want to grab those bonuses, then the link to sign up now is in the show notes, and you will get those bonuses if you sign up by the 31st of January. There is something so special about this time of year. We've had that time to reflect and think about what we might want to be different about the year ahead. But it is normally this sort of time when we start losing our impetus, losing our motivation. So joining a program like this can be so helpful with ensuring that you are moving towards the intentions you set yourself. I've particularly chosen not to say resolutions because I don't do New Year's resolutions. They are usually built on shoulds and obligations rather than joy and energy, which is where I'd much rather focus the way that you choose to create and live your life. So there we go. Welcome to the new series. We have a new offering through Substack. We have a new opportunity to join the award-nominated Awakening Women's Lives program, and an invitation for you to think about what are the narratives that you hold onto about yourself and think about whether those are helpful, whether they are true, whether they still continue to serve you, and how you would like to rewrite your narrative. Move away from the bossy title, for example, into something that feels more positive, whether it's assertive, whether it's driven, whether it's determination or gumption, whatever rings it for you. So there you go. Drop me a line. Let me know how you're reframing your narrative. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, take really good care, and I'll see you soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.